Now, welcome back to the Grapevine, and we have our careers spot at this time. I'm delighted that Sabina Trench from Slianua Careers has joined us. Sabina, thanks for taking our call.
No problem. Thanks a million.
Now, we have a couple of issues to deal with, but the main topic we want to talk about today is this. The main topic we have is this query we got from a listener regarding a job application, and this person is used to sending in CVs, but some companies are now using application forms, and quite often they throw in these vague, open-ended questions, and a lot of them, because it's online, will have a word limit. This is providing a little bit of a problem for our listener. Any general tips or guidelines you can give in this case?
Yeah, well, I would say to anybody who is listening that is looking at application forms, they're not easy. So don't think it's just you. You know, we struggle with them. You know, we fill in application forms on behalf of clients all the time. And, you know, there's a kind of a bit of a collective groan in the office when we see them coming in, because they don't tend to be the easiest thing to navigate or to complete. But one of the first things I would say to the listener is, first of all, I would draft any answers for those kind of open-ended questions in a separate Word document first, and start there using, you know, you can word count paragraphs in a Word document, because sometimes it can be very hard or difficult, just a little bit unwieldy, to work on the document, we'll say, on your computer all the time. You know, it could be something that's live online, it could be a PDF type of fillable document. So that's a way of avoiding a little bit of the frustration, just even in terms of layout and that kind of thing with your answers. The second thing I would say is, I remember a geography teacher of mine saying, you know, he'd kind of come into our classroom and say, I have three tips for the exams. And he'd say, read the question, read the question, read the question. And we'd all be sitting there going, oh, big deal. But I know, I fully understand now what he meant. And while your listener is there saying, you know, that the questions are vague, there will be hints in there, you know, in terms of what you need to answer. So just have a little read of those questions. I can give you an example. On the teaching application forms, for example, coming to the end of that form, they have three different sections that are limited to 150 words. And the first question, well, you know, you'd have to dig a little bit, but it really is, you know, how do you see yourself fitting to the job? Then the next thing it says, how do you see yourself fitting to the school? And then the next, last one, it kind of says, any other information. So that one, I suppose, is a little bit broad. But I would say that isn't the time to repeat anything that has gone on in the application form up to that point. This is your opportunity to add value with something new and, I suppose, make a compelling, almost like a final case for why you are the best person for the job.
Now, I suppose the thing that worries people is that they've been trained on methods of making up a good CV, and they're just thrown by the application. But in general, I suppose, you're saying take a separate Word document and do a bit of preparation. If you're going live, I presume, on an application, in theory, can the employer see it as you're preparing it?
No, no. So don't worry about that, or, you know, if you need somebody to spell check it for you later on or anything like that, or just even proofread it. No, that's absolutely fine. You will have, we'll say, up until the deadline to press send. And really, once it's gone, then that's the only point, that's the only stage at which they will be able to see it. So don't worry that sort of Big Brother is watching you or anything like that. Also, I would say as well, to people that are filling in the application forms, and Liam Horan now and Selena will be laughing, but it is an opportunity for you to kind of start exercising your simple English or plain English muscles, and, you know, not using three or four words where one will do. Do you know what I mean? Like, you might say, you know, in the course of my time at such and such. Well, instead of in the course of, you know, look at the word, say during, for example, or on a daily basis, you know, daily. You know, I did that daily rather than on a daily basis.
Yes.
You see, because you really are in all application forms that I've certainly worked on, you are limited. And it's, of course, it's from the employer's point of view as well. If they don't, they could get in all sorts of essays and 20-page application forms. So they have to cap it somewhere. But you really do need to be a bit ruthless and find your inner editor in there and say, you know, are all of those words really important in that sentence? Is it getting to the nub of it? That I increased sales by 20%. That's the important thing, you know, not in the course of my job while I was, you know, working with such and such, I increased the sales. You know, just cut it right down to the bare bones, increase sales by 20%. In 2016 or whatever it was. So you are really tied to those word counts. And another thing I would say as well, and it goes back to reading the question, in some application forms, they will have questions where they ask you for an example. So can you give an example of a time when you're... you know, your ability to work as part of a team resulted in, you know, a positive outcome or something. And that is an example, and that means one. And be sure and stick to that as well. So, you know, you can imagine yourself on the other side of the table. If you put a question, you've asked for an example, and somebody starts giving you back little bits of examples of a few different things, you'd become a bit frustrated. So try and put yourself in their shoes and give them what they are looking for.
So as well as the practical issue of the employer not being burdened down with hundreds and hundreds of words, it's probably an opportunity to bring out your skill at trying to be precise about the information you're providing as well.
Yeah, you know, it all goes back to, I don't know who said it, you know, I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I'm saying, you know, I'm writing a long one, you know. It's so true. It is a test. It's a test in itself. You know, you'll have your standard CV and you'll have a lovely CV done up because you're used to that environment, as you say. You know, that's what a lot of us are used to. So it kind of turns that on its head a bit, and the employer is saying, I know you've probably got a very nice CV, but can you show me how you might... you know, mold that CV into this application form that we've created that's going to be quite unique to the company and the position. And let's see, almost in a kind of, as you say, a kind of a test, let's see how you go with that.
And is this a trend, Sabina, this move away from CVs to application forms, or is this an unusual situation?
No, it's not a trend per se, but it's definitely very common, or more common in certain sectors. It's very common for public jobs, in fact. You know, like the teaching jobs or public sector jobs with various departments, we've seen them a lot. Now, I've known some companies to use them for, we'll say, it might be specific things like an internship program or trainee management programs, that kind of thing, where they're looking for maybe, you know, very specific or precise type of qualifications or stages of a career and that kind of thing. But in general, still, most employers do prefer the CV because there is a uniqueness to that too. And most people do generally stick to the 2 pages, like we would always recommend 2 pages maximum to any of our clients, and would recommend that to any of your listeners too. But certainly, it's not unusual, and it won't come up maybe in maybe 2 out of 10 jobs, but it will come up, and you need to be ready for it.
You know, these vague, open-ended questions that the listener mentioned, is that a sneaky way of getting you to put your foot in it, or is it an opportunity to display an extra talent that you might have that you couldn't mention anywhere else?
Yes, it's really the opportunity to kind of to show how you've interpreted something that they've given and interpreted it properly. You know, look, we all feared that time when we were in the Leaving Cert or the Junior Cert or whatever, and we read the question and we thought we understood it, and we came out and somehow we got talking to a few of the friends and they said, oh, no, that wasn't it at all or whatever. Mm. So there is an element of a test to it. But in saying that, you know, like on further reading, when you really, you know, look at it in detail, you will find a nugget or two there where they are asking for something. Because I suppose at the end of the day, while the employer is looking to stretch the applicants a little bit, they definitely want to get the best, and they don't want to trip you up and lose the right applicant for the sake of maybe a badly written question or a difficult application form. Even if you got someone else to have a little read of it and say, well, look, this is what I understand in that question. Is that what you think that they're looking for as well? And that mightn't be a bad idea either, just to get a fresh pair of eyes on it.
Mm. Just on a more general question about completing application forms and submitting CVs.
Yeah.
I presume the advice would be to submit it, or at least prepare it, well ahead of the deadline rather than getting into a panic in the last day or two.
Oh yeah, I absolutely would recommend that. You know, some of the application forms, they'll allow, you know, an online submission to could be midnight tonight. And I would be saying to that person, you know, put it in your head that it's close of business today. Because if something goes wrong, if your computer dies, maybe you lose the file and you know, it's on your email or it's on a memory stick that's in your mom's house or something, that you have time to, you know, correct or rectify the error or deal with the problem. Because really, you know, deadlines are deadlines, and it's particularly for the application forms, you know, they have that deadline, that cut-off point. They can see very clearly, was that in before 5 p.m., was that in before midnight? And, you know, if you're a second after that, you're out. And you could have spent ages on it. You know, you could have really worked hard on an application form. Some of them can go to, you know, several pages. So it would be an awful pity to mess up on the deadline, you know, just for the sake of being organised a few hours earlier. But definitely, I agree with you, don't leave it till the very last minute. You know, there could also be a glitch at their end, you know, if several people or if 100 people are all trying to upload at the same time, you know, there could be, you know, maybe some kind of a failure on their system. And I don't know really to what extent they'll take that into consideration. And, you know, they could say to people, well, why did you leave it to the last minute as well, you know?
I presume they will be as ruthless as that about it, you know, if it's late, presuming there's no problem with the computer or with the internet.
Yeah.
They would simply say it's late and that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a test in itself. Can this person, you know, be on time, you know? And we always say that when we're doing our interview training, don't underestimate the quality of a person that can show up to the office on time or to meetings and that kind of thing. And if you can't get in your application or your CV on time, it just doesn't set the right first impression. It just doesn't. And they will be ruthless because you and I know it's a competitive world out there, and they will have many, many CVs or application forms. So they'll be picking the very best. And if you're not in that mix, they'll find another person to, you know, to interview on the top 10 or whatever, you know, with or without you. But, you know, you can't, if you're not in there, you won't get even that chance. But definitely, if you're late, they will be ruthless, yeah.
Okay, Sabina, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for that. I hope our listener found that helpful. And that was Sabina Trench from Slea Nua Careers, and their website is www.sleanuacareers.com.